This is No Pink Spandex episode 158 for Monday, February 4th, 2013.
Post Super Bowl first Mega Four spectacular episode.
Welcome, everyone, boys and girls,
children of all ages.
Oh my goodness, today is the day I have been waiting for. You don't understand.
The beginning of the end.
But first, I have to give a little update on the Legacy Morpher, because I have been stalking the release of the Morpher for a bit now, and it's appearing in stores. Yep. It's appearing in stores right now in the U.S., Canada and junk. The U.S., so yay.
One or two people have seen it, so a couple weeks, it'll probably be permeating. It's all Toys R Us only, but it'll be out there. What's it, like $50?
$50, yeah.
$50?
So, and the box, that the big old box thing. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. And how many did you say you were going to get?
I said five, but then you had to put in my mind that you have to get, an extra two for the green and the white.
Wow.
So, I'm going to just start out with one, because that's all the money I have for right now. And then I'll slowly accumulate my...
There are people out there who get who have the regular seven, and then they have to get six more for damaged versions.
Oh my gosh.
They need Adam's damaged Morpher from space.
Oh, see that? Wow. That's a collector. I don't know if I could go that far, but...
I'll be lucky if I get two. I think two is enough. So one to play with and one to get in the box.
Jeez. One is good.
Gotta keep one in the box, for later on. That I kept a Morpher. What's it called with the Gokaiger?
Mobirits.
Yeah, I got an extra one. It was still in the box.
Jeez.
Well, cause that thing's so pimp, and it was also because I bought it originally. And then I bought the one that came with the weapons, so you could get the all five regular keys. Because pink and green came with the gun, and blue and yellow came with the sword or something like that. I don't remember what it was exactly. But so it was a big value pack. Got me second Mobirits just in case.
Just in case.
Well, things happen.
Right, of course. Well,
It's good to have a backup.
It is. It is true. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, that's coming out.
That is coming out, and let me tell you, I cannot wait. Okay, but I had to get that off my chest because I was like, yay, finally here. Now,
towards from where I am.
Now,
so this weekend I'll probably go walk on over there, say what's up.
So, yes, but we have to get to now the meat.
Wizard!
Psych. The meat in the... Look, I have been waiting for this day for a while now, because we have had 2 years of a season that I want to forget. So, therefore... Now, the new hotness, the new freshness coming on my screen, and...
It immediately reminds you of Samurai.
Or something.
First scene.
The Legend War.
Or something.
Yes, or something. Yeah, because you got the Wild Forest people up in my face, and then the Lightspeed people, and these people and that people, and people are fighting, and then you see the Robo Knights. Oh, whatever. And then Waxen, the sequel.
Waxen, the sequel.
Is sleeping.
Jaden's less talented younger brother shows up.
let's just talk about Troy for a sec. Let's talk about Troy. So here's the thing. He has to be like the most. I didn't think that there could be a blander Red Ranger. But they just know how to raise the bar.
Seriously. Or lower it, depending on your. Yeah. Put it somewhere.
Out of every introduction that we've had of Rangers, right? He is the most bland ever in life. Like, even. You know, at least there was some visceral reaction to Jaden, like, I am the Red Ranger, must not fail. Like, at least.
I like the fact that he's doing what he makes me do. Sleeping. He's at the corner. He's like, what's up? Good.
And I was just like, no, bus driver from New York. Do not let him get off the bus, because boring. I get it. Oh yeah, I'm the new kid in town, and he's, you know, all his secrets are not supposed to be revealed yet. But like, at least has some personality.
But to be fair, you know, when he first starts talking, like, oh well, he just woke up from a nap, so he must be groggy. But then He doesn't stop doing it.
He's just groggy. Period. That's his trait. Groggy.
The whole time. 30 minutes of that.
Took a Xanax or something. Like, I don't know what that is.
Some muscle relaxers, I think.
Botox.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Like, it's just because he just has one expression and it's kind of like nothing, you know? And it's sad because, like, everybody else, I mean, I guess we're skipping ahead a little bit. Like, everybody else, for the most part, was okay or had, like, you know, something going on where it's like, okay, I can see where they're going with this. I could see, you know, them being interesting in the future. Whereas with Troy, it's like, I'm not sure what's going on. His face kind of doesn't change. And it's like, I don't know.
He's such a, like, cliche Red Ranger, you know? Like, everything about him. He's got his leather jacket, and he looks a little broody, you know? And they mentioned that he has some adversity in his past. Ooh, he's a loner. Ooh, what could it be?
That has nothing to do with this episode, though. I mean, because they didn't say that, right?
They did. Yeah,
when did they say that? When what's his name?
Yeah, it was going over their attributes.
When Big Head.
Yeah.
When Freaky Tiki was going over their attributes.
We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So I think when he actually walked, that's the whole scene in the class, I think, had like parts of it. Like, it had the making of a good scene. Like, I think it had some interesting aspects to it, but, you know, it has supposed to have the foreshadowing of the bugs, mm-hmm. which I thought was nice. But, okay, which one's Blue's Noah, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. C, Noah. Haha, funny.
Just got that.
Just got Yep. Of the C.
Clever. Clever! Yes. Like him, like what's his deal? Cuz okay, why is there's being a nerd and there's being stupid. Talking about robots being a species that will outlast us is stupid.
Well, let's not skip over the teacher.
Oh yeah, crazy mustache man?
Yes. He... Mr. Burley,
Mr. Burley.
Mr. Burley.
He is like a cartoon character. Like, it's really weird. Like, where he's stepping out and like, let's do a brain teaser. And yeah. I'm just like, what? Who is this?
At least he didn't ask him about question marks or whatever. You know, I mean,
next episode. That's next week.
Oh, next week we'll, because these kids aren't as remedial as the originals.
Not quite,
but
not quite as remedial. Yeah. I thought he was, he was silly, but whatever. I don't know. He was okay. I didn't really have that much of a problem with him. It depends how silly he's going
to
be.
Let me tell you, he puts ears to shame. Let me tell you.
Come on, really? Are we ragging on the old man's appearance?
The mustache.
Mustache.
Really. It just completes the look, I think. I don't know what they're going for exactly, but I don't know. It's like a weird cross between Dr. Robotnik. That was mine. That was Dr. Robotnik and like the scientist from Back to the Future for some reason. Like I just couldn't get that out of my head when he came on screen. I don't know.
And he's in the opening credits, so we
yeah, that was.
Me.
I was surprised he was in the opening credits.
We're gonna have like, me a lot of Mr. Burley.
And that's, apparently, yeah, that was my question. Like, why is he in the opening? Is he important?
I guess because they don't have like you know wacky relief characters. You know,
right?
No bulk and skull. So he's
no. We don't have a bulk or a skull or a whatever Toby or a boom or a.
I just for me, like I always feel like if you're in the opening credits, that makes you. Like a central or you know someone who you could see in every episode, whereas this I'm not are we really going to go to Mr. Burley's class every single episode? I kind of hope not, even though I like you know the setup. Just
well maybe Mr. Burley will teach every single class.
Yes,
maybe.
He's like, all right, kids, all right, see you guys. And he's running to his next class. All right, so, wait, I just saw you in. Yes, I am your teacher for every single class. Okay. I put Mr.
Gym
Appleby.
Teacher. shop class.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But also, why was her. I don't understand why her answer was insects when isn't the answer supposed to be cockroaches, right? That's the joke. That's the old line. Not insects in general,
but
well, whatever.
She has to include
the
you know,
butterfly
all
man
of them because she's an environmentalist, and you know, us humans just destroy everything.
I honestly
didn't have that big of a problem with the opening scene. I mean, well, with
yeah,
the
yeah, I think I it really was. Did. I think it was okay. I don't. Something about. Noah's voice kind of irritates me. I don't know what it is.
Yes. You know why? Because it's not his real voice, and he's pitching it up to sound like a nerd when you don't have to.
I'm the nerd guy.
You don't have to. Like, did Ethan do that? No. Like, just sound like a black dude who's nerdy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ethan was like a cool nerd, you know? Like,
yes.
He was, like, you know, he wasn't, like, super, you know, he was, like, more of a computer guy, but he still, you know, came off as decently cool.
And nerdy though, and still nerdy. Like
he still came off super nerdy, where he'd like ramble on about something that really excited him too much. But you know, this guy seems like he's supposed to be modern Billy, straight up.
Just with Billy, period.
Yeah,
with,
he's
with
like
a blazer.
Yeah, with the blazers. So he's like instead of you know overalls, he's a little bit more modern. But other than that, he's Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Straight up. I'm telling you, I want a different kind of blazer every episode.
What if he busts out a sweater vest once in a while?
Nah, son.
No?
Leave that to the sky. All right?
In that one episode.
Hey, he rocked it in that episode. Don't even pretend.
That was great.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, but I really do, I like Troy. I'm a big fan of Troy.
Troy.
Not Troy.
Jake,
you mean. Dude, that's
yes.
My...
Yes.
Dude,
best
he's
character.
The one. And notice, oh my gosh, like the ADR is terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
It is, terrible. But it's especially terrible for Troy. Like, what's up with his ADR?
Troy and Noah, like, it is bad.
Troy, it sounds like he did ADR on every single line and he stood 50 yards away from the microphone.
Basically. And Noah, too. So, like, when you have, what you call it? When you have Jake hardly any ADR and doing the lines. What? That's my dude right there, yo.
Shoot. I actually liked the classroom scene, though. Honestly, like for the most. I mean, aside from general awkwardness that you know with certain characters, I thought it was a nice scene, and yeah, apparently it will be setting up some stuff.
Yeah, I don't think the lines were delivered really well, but I think the overall implication of what they were going for flowed pretty decently.
Yeah. It's their own scene.
Yeah. And seriously, in that one scene, I felt like I knew more about them than I knew about the Samurai Rangers all 2 years.
Thank you. Yep. And this is what was like giving me life right now, because I'm just like, already, I like it more than Samurai. Like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Like, I mean, it's just because Samurai was what?
Yeah. And you know, even though I don't like Troy, and even though the line was incredibly cheesy, I really enjoyed his answer of humans and his explanation for it. I thought that was a nice way to wrap up the scene.
Yeah, yes. But it reminded me of Samurai.
It was cheesy, but I think it worked. I think it worked for the most part.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the only thing about Troy so far in terms of personality that made me think, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cool. That defines him right away from everybody else. Like, oh, he immediately goes to, oh, humans, the human spirit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, eternal optimist. I like that.
Yes, which might also come into play later if we, you know.
Never give up! Ugh. Yeah, and that segues us into Generic Villain 1, Generic Villain 2, and Generic Villain 3.
This is where I'm like...
Again,
I've always said, like, yeah, if I had a season where the Rangers are given more personality and plot and whatever than the actual villains, I don't mind. But this is where I really felt it, where it was so generic. It's like, oh, what planet are we going to attack now? Like, it was like paint by numbers. You know what I mean? No story, no nothing. It's just like, we're aliens and we're going to attack you. Like, come on.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, they all. Yeah, especially when your entire villain team is suits. You really got to bring something to them that makes them feel unique. You know, it's one thing if you have, you know, one or two characters that are humans in costumes and you can see them. But when it's just a bunch of suits, you know, it's that much more difficult to make them interesting. Like, right now, I can't tell you any of their names. No idea.
I mean, I don't know. Something with an ox.
Yeah.
Or an X. I don't know.
Yeah. Mothra. And
Mothra.
Yeah, one of them was the main guy was Mothra, and then there was Blade Jarrell.
I know that wasn't a Val Kilmer,
Blade Run,
but it was something. It was like a V and a K in there, but it's not.
I know their names, but
yeah.
What are the names, Tristan?
Oh God,
Anthrax.
Maybe I don't know. No,
Pesticide.
I know Vrak is the blue dude.
Okay, Vrak. All right.
And then the red guy on Earth is Creepox.
Creepox.
And then
Creepox is, oh no, is that what's in Troy's lips? Creepox?
Maybe. I don't know.
He got too much Creepox in his face. Oh no.
Creepwax? I don't know.
Yeah.
So what's their plan, guys?
I want to destroy the world because it's there. Awesome. Sweet.
Basically.
Killer.
Pretty much.
Just and the thing is, like, okay. Their voices, like, I just, cause like, when you go to, like, Mighty Morphin, right, and you have Lord Zedd, it's like, that is a distinctive voice, you know, really good, and even, like, Goldar, which is a little, honestly, to me, but, like, it's still, Goldar, like, you recognize it out of,
Goldar
you
couldn't figure out what his voice was those first few episodes.
That is true.
He wasn't sure what he was going with. It took him a little while to
pick. But then he came around.
He came around, and I'm hoping these guys come around.
Even as annoying, you know, as the voices are for, like, Rita or Squat and Babu, they were very distinctive. Like, right out the gate. You could tell them apart if you weren't looking at the screen.
And you got a sense of what their role is or, like, what they are about, sort of.
Uh-huh. Everybody had their role, you know. There's the two bumblers. There's the guy that makes monsters. There's the strong fighter. They were all very distinct. Here you just have dudes.
Just three suits.
And because I saw Ghost Sager and one guy talks a little more, I know which one's the main bad guy. Well, supposed to be the main bad guy. Spoilers. But.
Yeah. And that's the only, yeah.
Yeah, they're all just three random dudes. I mean, even as bad as Samurai was, at least they were all different. You know, you knew who the main guy was, and you knew who the little loser dude was, and the chick.
Yes.
These are just the guys. Chick. The chick. And she had a good voice!
Yeah.
Damn it. But yeah, just three dudes. And then I think we cut to Lord Zedd's palace, and the robot wakes up.
So many credits. What are we talking about?
Oh, well, I mean, I
We're
don't
not
want
discussing
it.
the opening credits.
We are discussing the opening theme, my friend.
Son of a Troy!
Let me tell you, though, I really thought I was not going to like it. Like, I really thought I was not going to like the opening theme because I'm like, okay, it's going to be like Samurai, blah, 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 blah. But the way they changed it, I like it.
Those 3 or 4 seconds where they do their little Megaforce line, repeat a couple times the theme, I like those 3 or 4 seconds.
Yes, well, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the good part.
Yes.
Camera, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
That is true. Yeah, and it feel, and you know what? You know what it does feel like? Okay, I'll retract a little bit. I'm not saying that I like the theme, but when they started out, I was like, what? They're gonna give me some life. But then it was like Samurai in my face. I'm like, no, don't remind me of Samurai. Like, be your own, you know? But like, anytime they bust out the Megaforce, I'm like singing along. I can't lie. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the animation, like when it comes to the title part, like that looks absolutely beautiful.
Outfits.
Yeah. And the whole just that last few seconds.
I think the credits even looked better than Samurai.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Although they use kind of the same font for like the words, like executive producer.
I am kind of over of just taking up one like screenshot and then splitting the screen and showing it 50 times. Just repeating the same picture.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm like, just don't do that. Just show me something different. Don't just keep putting the same thing up and over again.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's a little lame. And by the way, as you said, you didn't you just got the whole Noah water thing. For some reason, I just now realized, okay, we really went from Emily and Mia to Emma
and Gia.
And Gia, yeah.
Oh,
and their names. Yeah, even within this season, their names are kind of confusing to me. Like, I still kind of got them mixed up a lot. But
yeah,
it's like,
I still think I don't even know what it is, but just the names in general. For some reason, I feel like they should be switched between the two girls. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, and the clothes I feel like should be switched. I don't know. I just for some reason they seem off to me. Something about them. I don't know, but seriously, Mia to Gia, Emily to Emma, my God.
Yeah.
Little effort. That.
Yeah, they've never been all that great with names. Let's, like, for instance, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a Furquanda, but, you know, give me something a little different.
Something, I mean, come on.
Yeah. But yeah, Ernie... Yeah, that's good. That's a good point to bring up. Ernie, they have, instead of Ernie's juice bar, they go to Ernie's brain freeze.
And let's be real, his real name is Apu, and he runs a quickie mart.
I'm not sure,
you know, what his questionable ethnicity was.
Right, it's whatever they decided.
Well, let's be real. Okay, his name is not Ernie. He came to this country as Apu. Okay, so this is like not even sugarcoated.
Gonna call.
Are we putting this in the win column for diversity or the fail column? I'm not sure.
You know what? I like Ernie. I'm not gonna lie, because when he checked the $20, he'd be like, "Let me check this."
By the way, who goes to any place, you know, to get food whatsoever, and your regular isn't vanilla ice cream cone? What? Your regular? Oh, my regular. My ice cream.
Oh, the usual, Ernie.
What? Vanilla ice cream cone? You are a loser.
That's great.
My God.
Why
it's
do
like,
I know?
Like going to a bar and ordering water, and that's like your usual.
I think we skipped the scene, though.
We skipped a lot, yeah.
Segued with names, Lisa. We were flowing.
You were flowing.
Segue.
I just have to point out, I hate the name Ernie. I don't like invoking some other character that is not here now. I don't like any of that. It's one of the worst things for me personally. It's just
if you're trying to stir up emotions from old school Power Rangers, that is the laziest thing you can possibly do. Is just use a name again. Like that.
Yeah.
This guy's name's Ernie. Remember there was an Ernie? Remember that? You like that.
So, yeah, and some people make the argument like, oh no, you know, we're using the same name. There's two people in the world with the same name. That to me is like the worst way to respond to the complaint.
Yeah.
Is like, there's two people in the world. There's more than one person in the world named Ernie. Well, no crap. that's not really the point. Like, this is a TV show, and we know an Ernie who's like famous for, you know, fans of it. Like, yeah. Why would we then use another? It just, to me, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and there's a difference between, hey, here's this guest star in this episode, we named him Ernie, and there between that and the place where they hang out, the guy who owns it and runs it is named Ernie. That's yeah. too much the same. You gave the guy the same name and gave him the same job and position in the show. Straight yeah. up.
I mean, come on, like, it's not real life, okay? It's a written story, and it should have been written differently, as far as I'm concerned. It didn't need to be this. So, whatever. It annoyed me as a fan.
I am not annoyed, honest to God. I really am not. Like, I already went into the season of being like, look, this is going to be some whole bunch of references that well, yeah. I was hoping that they would laugh at themselves, but that's not going to happen. So, therefore, I'm going to laugh at it because I'm just like, oh, wow, that's so bad. And then, you know, Apu, he's just so cute and cuddly, you know, and he wants real 20s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give him no fake 20s because he know what you look. Mm-hmm, he know where you come from, Jake. Mm-hmm, he don't trust you. You got a 20? Where you got that from? You stole it?
You felt like that was funny?
I laughed.
Yeah, I was just confused. It just wasn't for me, I guess.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of just being a d-
which is funny. Like,
what is this?
It's funny.
I didn't dig it, no.
I liked it. I did. I can't lie. But I can't skip.
I think it was because I immediately latched onto Jake and liked him and said, you know what, leave Jake alone. You leave Jake alone.
Probably.
He's trying, okay?
He's trying to stalk
this girl. Leave him alone.
Because we have to mention that Gia, right? Yes, Gia is the hottest girl in school, right? B, that Pink, Emma, she likes a particular, what did she say that she wanted? Some low fat, no sugar, no salt, no
something, no hot fudge. Yeah,
no
I don't
hot
know
fudge, no flavor, whatever.
All I remember
cherry
is
berry something. It sounds disgusting. If you like run down the whole list of it to me, anyway. But okay.
Yeah. All I heard.
Clearly, was... yeah. Clearly, it's them. This is their bonding. This is showing that they're friends.
Yes, and she's BMX queen. That's why she likes to go into the forest and ride her bike where there are no trails. Because she's queen.
I don't care. I like it.
Yes, and she has to go see the butterflies. They're in season because they're only in season or something for like one particular time.
That entire line of dialogue was a bunch of crap, too. They didn't even think about that. First, she said orange monarch butterflies. All monarch butterflies are orange. Straight up. They are. And they're the most common butterfly in the world because they migrate more than any other butterfly in the world. She went out to go get a picture of the easiest thing you could possibly get a picture of if you like butterflies.
Well, she's in Mr. Burley's class.
Thanks, Noel. Dang.
I just heard that. I'm like, oh, come on. Even I know that. You're supposed to be a smart girl. Come on.
She's the BMX chick. That doesn't mean she's smart.
Her raising her hand at the beginning, I thought she was supposed to be smart. She was supposed to be like his competition.
No, she's supposed to be eager.
Oh, eager.
No, she just wanted to make a point about nature.
Exactly, and being an environmentalist. That's it.
I don't know. Between her butterfly comments and Noah's...
And I love Noah. They're... He's like, no, she's wrong. She's wrong.
No, she's not.
Well, his point is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes, robots will outlive us. Okay.
They will outlive us, even though they've never lived before. You weirdo. I don't know. I think they're kind of off the mark, you know? Maybe. Figure out what you're talking about before you talk about it.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. So, yes.
Minor things.
So, yeah, we're going back to the brain freeze, right? It's in a mall, and it's all updated and looks cool. I'm like, all right, shoot, I would like to go to Ernie's Brain Freeze. I'm just saying.
It looks nice.
It looks very nice.
We've already seen more locations in Megaforce than we saw in all of Samurai.
Basically.
We got a classroom, we got a hallway, we got a brain freeze, we got a
school bus, we got the outfit.
We got a school bus.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
Yeah. And it's in the mall. I like that it's in the mall, and I doubt we'll ever go through the whole mall, but maybe we'll go to that athletic shop, whatever it is behind me.
There's an athletic shop.
Yes, across the from Ernie's Brain Freeze.
Snap.
Or EBFs, as we call them. EBFs.
Yeah. EBFs.
EBFs.
So yeah, I mean, yes, I was like, oh, hey, they should go over there, athletic shop, because they're gonna need some new gear when they're, you know, kicking some butt. Just saying.
Right.
Not there. You know, so yeah, so they go and Jake is like, all right, give me the usual, but make it three this time, because you know I got a lovely lady.
My baby
lovely lady.
That pretty lady over there, you know what?
Yes. And meanwhile, Troy is kicking bottles because that's sweet. He's like, what's up? I'm just chilling on this roof, kicking water bottles. That's what I do. I do what I do. Kicking water bottles. I'm cool.
Yeah, that was so random. Like, really? Like, I don't need this anymore. Bam! Yeah. Like, what?
Who does that?
Who does that? The cinematography was beautiful.
Of course you would chape in with that.
Yes. As he jumps 90 feet in the air to kick his bottle.
Glittering. But there was a great shot, like, introducing the scene. I mean, and the camera kind of comes down and really sells that he's on the roof. Yes. It was very nice.
That was cool. That was right. You know, he trespassed. You know, yes. It's a lawbreaker.
See that pensive look on his face, like, screw you, water bottle. Take it.
It's the great. Same look. It's the same look as everything else.
So you have Noah, Jake, and Gia. They teleport somewhere.
Yeah, because first of all, they had to. You know, do the exact scene from Day of the Dumpster with the robot wakes up and the big head wakes up and he's
right.
Teenagers with attitude.
Yeah.
No, they needed teenagers
with talent.
Talent and attitude.
Yeah, give me humans with talent, and then the robot has to go, oh no, not teenagers.
No. The robot didn't say teenagers. Big Head said teenagers.
Did he?
Yes. Because the robot was Wall-E. Let's be real. Wall-E was like, yo, no, don't say it. And he's like, teenagers. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So, again, they just like, hey, this scene was good in Day of Dumpster. Let's use that again. That's cool. Let's put that in there.
It wasn't good, but whatever. Nostalgia glasses.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, to me, there's references, and then there's just being too on the nose, right? You know?
And then there's this, yeah. This you is know, worse. Just
way, way too much.
So, but I went back and watched Day at a Dumpster, because, I mean, I remember these lines, but I don't remember them, like, verbatim or whatever. And, like, just like how you thought where, you know, the robot said teenagers, but really Big Head said teenager. You know, like, those little things, like, they took the stuff from Day at the Dumpster, and yes, it was like, you know, knocking over the head with it, whatever, but they switched it just a little bit, so where you, when you watch Day at the Dumpster, you're like, oh, okay, all right, I hate you, oh.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the same thing.
I didn't want them to use it at all. I just feel like we've moved on. I mean, even back then, to me, like, the first episode, look, we all appreciate it now, and it's a classic in the eyes of many fans and blah blah blah, but Day of the Dumpster, as far as I'm concerned, is not actually that good. Like, and I don't think that we should just, like, lift it and just do it again.
I understand.
Yeah, and my thing is, okay, you know what? I liked Day of the Dumpster 20 years ago, but that was 20 years ago. You can do better 20 years later. Straight up. You know? You don't have to do what you did 20 years ago. You're better than that. You have lots of experience. I mean, the people working on this show know what they're doing. They've done this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
At the you know, just, I don't know. It's just, oh, and by the way, I noticed if you look at their base actually is the final Megazord. It's Gosei Ultimate. You can, the big, like, pointy triangle thingy.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm just like,
that's what it is. It's the Megazord. Because when it comes shows up in the Gosager footage, you know, it's like all, it looks like a big rock, and then it flashes and turns into the robot. But yeah, that's what it is. So by episode, what is it, 15 or 16, we'll see it transform. Hooray!
That is a beautiful shot, though. Like,
it is.
It looked nice. Yeah. The outside, at least, looked real nice.
The inset. The inside still looks like kind of cheesy, but it's okay.
Can a brother get a sofa up in there or something? You know?
A sofa. I don't know about that.
A chaise.
Something, you know? Love seat.
Give me a recliner. You know what I'm saying? A lazy boy.
For Gia and Jake, you know? Hey.
Of course.
Bow chicken. Hey.
You know? But yeah. So he teleported the four of them in there. Well, Gia was getting her rare picture of a common butterfly, and she ran into generic bad guy. Well, at least she saw him.
Yes.
And he smelled her, I think. Did he smell her? Did he sense her?
He's something and turned. No, the monster.
He said, oh, I smell a human. And that's when she hid behind a tree.
Mm-hmm. Took pictures.
Which was nice.
Thick.
I really liked it. I liked the scene.
Because she ain't scared. Take pictures.
Well, she might be a little scared. She turns directly toward her.
She ain't running around screaming like samurai girls would be doing.
Right. Where's the guys? I need them.
Some man to show up. That's Jake's job later in the episode.
So, Jake. Yes. They all land on top of each other. You know, still with ice cream in hand and everything. And they're like, where are we? I don't know. I don't understand. And then, like, the robot comes up or whatever. Noah's all like, oh, look, an old school robot. And he's like, what? Old school? And zaps him. Like, yes.
That was good, actually. I like
love
that.
It. Love it.
I'm not a huge fan of teleportation in general, because I feel like sometimes it can make things a little too easy, but the effect, I thought, was really nice.
Yeah.
I miss teleportation. I'm sorry. It just answers a lot of questions, because when you see samurai or whomever running out there,
yeah, where they're either
get to places,
an entire day or magic pickup van, or horse.
Or teleport.
You don't need any of that. Yeah, you don't need any of that crap. Just give them regular teleportation. Straight up. You know? Or have them do some jetting. Remember jetting? That lasted two episodes.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Jetting!
So, yeah. So, I'm... Teleportation, I'm glad you're back. Mm-hmm. For real. Because you are worse. You were sorely missed.
I actually think it would be funny if they always fell like that. Like, it was never, like, a smooth teleportation. Like, they always just fall.
Like, they never get the hang of it until, like, season two. Like,
finally.
Wasn't that the running joke with the professor on Sliders? He always kept falling.
Was it?
Like, yeah, like, he always would fall and then, you know, land somewhere crappy. Well, like, friggin' Jerry O'Connell would land on a sofa.
All comfy and nice.
Yes. And then he, you know, starts spouting some big crazy words and yelling at Mr. Mallory. Mr. Brown. Oh, times. I miss you, Professor. Anyway. Yes.
The lights go on.
The lights go on and they see some Ranger keys up in here. What? Ranger keys? They see lines of Ranger keys, and then Waxen Face is like, this looks familiar. Ooh, flashback.
Boom, flashbacks. And he flashes back to stuff that we didn't actually see before, which was kind of odd and interesting. Because I would have thought, here's the thing about the dream thing in the beginning, I would have thought they would have had red and green front and center, right? From Mighty Morphin to, like, show it off, you know? And, like, really, honestly, that whole sequence, I didn't really enjoy the way it was put together. It seemed like it was supposed to be a bigger deal than it actually felt like. But, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. It did kind of just happen with generic fight, you know, sounds in the background, and then they kind of just brushed it off.
Yeah, and the, like, music was like, no thanks. From Samurai, you know? It was like back.
Yeah, I was like, really? The only thing, like, about that whole fight thing or whatever was the generic Samurai music. I'm like, no, I don't want generic Samurai music. Do not remind me of Samurai. We are moving on.
Like little things like that. Like, and again, these are not like things that are gonna destroy the episode for me. But I remember when we changed seasons. And when I say seasons, I mean like cast and everything. Like the font of everything changed. Like the logos and like the title and everything. It changed to sort of suit the style of the season. And recently, that's just not, that hasn't really been, like, a consideration. Like, those kinds of details are not even thought of, it seems like. Like, the music and everything is exactly the same. The font is exactly the same. And it feels like, well, some of the individuality is lost. And I kind of wish, again, it's not a huge deal, but it's just one of those things I wish they would have paid.
Yeah, like, everything always had its own, like, style. So, like, when, like, a team-up shows up, and then you start hearing the last season's music, it kind of gets you pumped. Because, like, mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't heard this in a long time. Here it is. It's bringing back all these good memories. And now it's kind of white noise. Where it just goes same thing from season to season. Yeah. It lacks a lot of individuality.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The impact is just not there.
But Troy is all like, what? This was in my dream.
Hey, it's Sky's dad. Hey.
Yep.
You know, and so then that's when the tiki starts talking.
Yeah. The freaky tiki.
Freaky tiki. I admit, I don't like Lost Galaxy, but I like that monster.
Yes.
I do. I like that monster. I like the freaky tiki.
Yes.
Man, what episode was that?
That was, I know exactly what it was. It was Redemption Day, where Magnum Defender basically dies.
Yeah, I always remember. It was like, I like that monster looked a little too silly for the tone of the episode. I'm like, yeah. They kind of need to bring out some badass monster, you know? Like that one dude that, when they first were looking for the lights, what was his name? I don't know.
Struxo.
That might be it, yeah. He was like a samurai dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, samurai dude. Like, he was cool looking. And then, you know, stuff was going down. Then, like, Freaky Tiki, I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Who are you kidding? You ain't nothing. Yeah.
And you know what I hate to say? Hate to say it, but yo, Tiki's voice grew on me.
It's good.
It's a good voice,
yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, it was definitely the best voice out of all of the non-human characters, yeah.
And Zordon, you know, placed him there and all the, like,
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that either.
Okay, here's the thing. If it's explained, like, in future episodes, and, like, we see some kind of backstory, then this might be okay. If it's just thrown there just for the sake of it, then that's something that I just feel like, why, you know, it just creates more questions than anything. And people are going to ask, well, what about that Zordon thing, right? So if they don't answer it, then it's just going to be like, well...
I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing, is if they expound upon it, if he's a character that exists years down the road, you know, if he ends up being kind of like something that ties everything together, then that's fine, you know, because obviously if you do want to keep bringing everything together, you kind of do need something, now that Zordon's dead, to have a character like that. That would be fine to have him carry on Zordon's legacy. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, you know, Rita's Magi Mother, F you.
Right.
You know, if it's like that... then it's stupid. It's 100% stupid. It depends. And that's the thing is, I don't know, but I'm kind of leaning towards the iffiness just because of how many references and homages are jammed into this episode. It feels like it's just another one of them. You know, it doesn't feel special.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any gravitas behind it. You know, it's just, hey, Zordon, remember him? Hey, kids, remember you like Zordon? He was crazy head. I'm a crazy head.
But you know
check
what?
Check that out.
But the reason why I don't mind it as such is because it's not something that is far out there. It's not something that is like, oh, really? They really had to stretch for that. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like this is plausible and, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. There were a lot of references that were in previous seasons. I'm just like, really? Y'all really reaching? Really? You are the son of Lord Zed and Rita? Where you came from?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, this was like, all right. I could see where they could finagle and put that in there.
Over the years, Zordon has been notorious for having like 50 million fail safes. You know, like, hey, I left these mega vehicles on some planet that you need key cards for, just cause.
See,
you know?
See, in a better season, they would actually make a joke about that. Mm-hmm. But in here, it's like I don't trust them to be that self-aware in a humorous way. I trust them to take it like this, like deadly serious. Like, yeah, you're supposed to. Just go with this. Yes, Zordon had 10 million plans. The end. You know, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing we got to remember from MMPR. Zordon is a notorious Let's just get that out of the way. He always has been. He always will be. Always telling Rangers things only when they need to know it, you know. Never giving anybody a chance to prepare ahead for stuff like, oh yeah, remember this? Okay, you got beat up? Yeah, here's some better weapons. Stuff like that. So I can understand, I could see Zordon having some dude that's just, you know, like, hey, I need another big head with a robot. I'll put them over there. Safety. Until stuff goes down. That's fine. I get that. I can buy that part of the premise. But they just need to carry it through after that. So yeah. I'm giving them rope right now. They got rope. Let's just see if they're going to hang themselves.
Oh, Lord.
I do think it's funny though that it's like, okay, he's been placed here in case the Earth needed him, and I just sort of think so. It was pre space, right? That this happened pre Turbo, maybe, right? So between Turbo and now, the Earth didn't need him.
Well, no, see, because all these other things responded before him. They beat him.
Oh, right.
You know, like, oh, I'm gonna go help you guys. Oh wait, what's that? You got some people in the government that decide to make some special light speed powers? All right, cool.
All right, cool. I'm good.
All right. I'm good. NyQuil.
I'm good. I'm over here. All right? That's cool.
It's like, wait, what? There's more evil people come in, and y'all got, like, ninjas and handle? All right. I'm good.
Handle it.
Oh, wait, you got, like, an old dude coming back and being a ranger again and, like, finding... like eggs in my chest. Oh, really? Okay, cool.
One of your former Rangers accidentally helped create a really crazy bad guy. Oh wait. Oh, you got it. I see. That's cool. That's good. Okay.
Great.
Well, you do have to wonder why they would have, because if they have all these Ranger keys for all these past teams, why would they have SPD keys?
Because they came back to the present.
Do they have RPM keys too?
Yes.
That might that
from the other dimension or whatever the hell. Ugh, oh god.
Because if you got SPD and RPM keys, man, you can tell the future. You scary. You scary.
You scary.
What about you? And also, okay. Explain to me him saying, "I took on this familiar form." Really?
Well, Jake did say that he looked like something on one of his dad's shirts, so it is familiar.
You look right. Form.
All of these kids were big fans of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes. Yes.
And Big Head knew it, so it's like that's it.
All right.
Oh.
That's the one.
And if you're looking for. Form that everybody likes and is nice and there's no problem with that, people just seem to be like, oh, that guy's cool, you know, take on the form of like Anderson Cooper, you know.
The Silver Fox himself.
Yeah, yes. You know,
yes, that's perfect.
Bob Costas. Bob Costas.
Be Bill Cosby. Everybody likes the Cos. Don't be crazy.
Including Bob Megazord.
Again, I'm sorry. How much? I mean, we knew Zordon was a But how much of a self-aggrandizing, pretentious, you know, douche do you have to be to say, oh, man, I need to give you guys some morphers that'll give you superpowers? I know. I'll just use me. Okay? I look pretty cool.
All about me.
Here's me. All your powers come from me, and you ain't gonna forget it.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I won't let you
and then when they summon battle weapons.
You're gonna hear my voice straight up.
No, dude, I love it. No, like I was expecting to hate that part, but I'm like, no, actually, he should be the voice of everything they do.
Have you ever seen a more ostentatious son of a b- than Tiki? Good.
Everything they do. Flush the toilet.
Summon toilet flush. Sploosh. Actually, then laser sound effect. Laser!
Yes, exactly. When
flush the toilet. Laser! Brush my teeth. Laser! You know him.
Oh my gosh, I love this head already. Right.
I think if I just, you know, just like how we did our story about Emily is a murderer, if we just follow the whole idea of Freaky Tiki is such a condescending, self-important douchebag, I think I can get through this season straight up. Yep. I'm okay with that.
Oh my
goodness.
They
all belong to him, and that's just how it is.
But we can't forget, like, as he's rolling through, like, the different traits and what have yous of the Rangers, and then he gets to Troy, and yes, and you will be the leader of this team. And Troy's like, I'm just new here. Like, you sure? You are? He's like, yes, I'm sure.
He's like, yes. Yes, I'm sure. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah. Like, shut up, Troy. I'm new. So what?
I don't even understand that.
Yeah, like what's your point? You think all four of these? I mean, sure, they're two pairs of friends, but they're not BFFs. So why do you care if you're new? And just shut up. Just take your powers, okay? Go kick a bottle.
It makes no sense.
He's supposed to be protesting, but he still says it like, "Well I'm just new in town."
And then afterward, when he gives the morphers and junk, he's like, well, if you think we can handle it, then we'll do it. Like, don't speak for me, Heffa. Like, yo, like, it's not, like,
that whole thing, too, is, again, more of just basically having him say what Jason said, straight up.
Yeah.
Except for the Newtown thing. I mean, this entire thing, all these, them in the command center is very much just rewriting what they said in Day of the Dumpster. Straight up,
yeah, and then, really kind of forcing in the traits that are supposed to be special, but not like I like that they have individual traits that might be different from, you know, the Mighty Morphin guys somewhat, but if it's like that where it's like so forced into something like a pre-existing scene, I just. The whole scene, I never enjoyed the thing where it's like, Emma, you are blah, 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 you're graceful and da da da. Like, I've never enjoyed those kinds of scenes because to me, like, half of them seemed like, okay, I could believe, like, oh, you're talking about the intelligence of this person. But then the other ones are like,
Mati.
Oh, the stealth of a snake. I'm like, what? That will never come into play at all. Why are you even saying that?
Honestly, when I hear that stuff, it just sounds like they're saying, and you are nice, and you're also nice. And because you're nice, you have the power of a tiger.
You have
Yes.
Awesome. Sweet.
Cool. Like, what does that have to do with? I never really enjoyed those kinds of scenes. And
I don't know if you knew this or not, but the most nerdy animal in the kingdom is the shark.
Of course.
Notoriously, you know, bookish. The shark.
Right. Is it a robotic shark? Maybe that's the...
Is it a robot? Duh.
It'll outlive us.
Troy, with your lame acting and your inability to be believable, you are a fake animal. Okay.
Kimono dragon.
That one I can buy.
Of course, it's a Komodo dragon with wings and like fire breath and whatever. Anyway.
God, if a Komodo dragon started flying at me, ooh, that would be terrifying.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get to where they teleport outside.
They do.
And
okay. Yes, your mission begins now, whether you're ready or not.
It's like, yeah. Honestly, at least they sort of, in Day of the Dumpster, kind of flowed, you know? Where, like, some of them were like, I don't want to do this.
And they leave and walk away.
Then
and
they got attacked.
They slowly realize, oh, we have to do this.
Yeah.
This is what we were meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here, they just get thrown up because there's some people getting attacked by some cars. And I actually like this fight scene, for the most part. I thought it was pretty good. I liked how they used the camera and the soccer ball. I enjoyed that.
And I love how Jake is trying the whole time to impress Emma. Gia. Sorry,
damn
Gia.
Time. Yeah.
The whole time. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, Gia, look out. Da, da, da. And then he's like saving the day and she don't even recognize it. She's all waving in the background like.
Yeah.
He's so great. Like, all he needs to do is, like, turn his head and, like, something, like, the facial expression. I don't know. Like,
yeah, that dude amazing. Is. Cool. I'm down with him. And I liked Noah trying to examine the foot soldier.
He's, like, fascinating. Like, yo, like, that's the only thing that got on my nerves because I'm like, dude, they are not here to be your friend. They're not here to be no examined. They're about to blast your behind. Why don't you be like a black dude and run?
Be like a black dude and run.
By the way, those are still the ugliest foot soldiers ever.
Yes, they are. Oh my gosh.
Still just absolutely awful.
Disgusting.
Green. Ew.
Disgusting.
This is one of those things where it's like, if this was still being run by the people doing Dino Thunder, we might have gotten original foot soldiers for the first episode.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did that over the years when they just had like really like bright, ugly foot soldiers. They just said, we're changing it up.
Yeah, and you might bring them in later as like weird things, you know, because Dino Thunder did that.
So did Turbo.
Same thing. But it's like, I don't know. It's just better that way, I think. These things.
If you got some whack foot soldiers, you don't use them. You don't like as much as I love them, my poor swabbies. There's a reason they weren't.
You gotta leave them on like a boat. Just leave them. Don't bring them around. Nah.
You save them for when they finally go to the Lost Galaxy. At the end of the season.
At the end.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
it's a treat.
Yeah,
weird, fugly treat.
Yeah. Man, they're ugly. Like, like, whose bright idea? Oh. I forgot who's running the show.
No. Yeah, well, Johnny! Know. Johnny!
Damn, Johnny 5! Johnny 5!
So yeah. Besides them being ugly and whatever, yes, I always like me some more scenes. It's
but
great.
Then we go into the MMPR thing where they all slowly get pushed into a group, and then the Red Ranger has to say, our leader told us these give us power. Let's use them. Exact same thing Jason said. Exact same thing Jason said.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not really good.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, Day of the Dumpster was a long time ago. We shouldn't be doing the exact same thing. Like, we've moved on. There's a better way to do this. It doesn't have to be exactly the same.
Yeah. To me, when people say, people are like, oh, I liked all the references. And I'm like, okay, to me, a reference is they're in high school.
Yes.
References, okay, if one of them has to be a wiener, let's make it the Blue Ranger. Whatever. But just that basic, he's the nerdy guy, not necessarily copy Billy. But, you know, these very basic little things. Not, let's use the exact same dialogue, or let's name a character Ernie, or, you know, stuff like that. That's not a reference to me. To me, that's just doing what you did before. That's a new coat of paint. Barely.
It's the old coat of paint. Transferred onto some other wall.
They went from you know, like eggshell white to a different pearl white or something.
Off white.
Yeah. It's the same, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. And by the way, I'm also a little surprised that they didn't even make the slightest effort to get rid of the Sentai words on things, you know?
On the cards.
Anything, you know? I mean, the cards, even like when they showed like the card for the Megazord when he first introduced it, right in the middle of the card, it straight out says Tenso Sentai Go Sager, big letters. Like, really? Yeah. You ain't doing anything about that.
Nope.
Toys can completely redo the cards, make them a different size, change the arts where it's, you know, so it's either bigger or smaller, do all that. But you on the show, you can't nothing.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not, like, mm-mm.
You can't have the guy, you know, do a zoom in on a card that says Skike Sword on it, and he puts it and goes Dragon Sword. Can't do anything about that. Can't, all these cards say Go Say Red, Go Say Blue, Go Say Black. Nothing. Not a bit. Okay. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Thing, but I mean, man, 20 years. You're better than that. Fix it.
I mean, I'd be okay if they kept that crap. If other things, I don't know. Like, I can accept some visual weirdness like that with words on the screen, as long as the story works and like the characters work. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of stuff in this I just feel like don't work in either side of it, so it's just sort of
also comes off a bit lazier too when you call your characters Gosei and Tenso and you have them say Dynamic Victory Charge.
Okay. I hate it. Yeah,
I mean, you're not even, I mean, I guess if the alternative is creative things like naming your villain Creepox, and you're just sticking with the original. But
Dynamic Victory Charge, I don't have a problem with. Okay, fine. Because it's English.
Yeah,
whatever.
It sounds fine.
The whole, even Gosei, I grew
no.
on. I
no.
grew on because if he's supposed to be like this old dude that's from the earth and whatever, like what the heck is a Zordon, right? Okay, so let's be real. Fine. But then the robot, you ain't old, son. Like, I mean, like, you're not like friggin', you're of
a robot.
Yeah, you have a robot name, Tenso. Like, where is what? No, who came up with it? I want to say Primo. On Ranger Board, like he came up with like, my name is Alpha 10,
statistical unit, something,
operational unit or something. But you can call me Tenso. Like, I actually like that. Like, that would have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's never the individual thing that they're doing wrong. It's the collection of them. When you put everything together, like all of the so-called references or all of the so-called. Completely do what the Sentai did naming wise, you know, when you combine it all together, it's just overwhelmingly feels just lazy, you know? There's such a volume.
I don't like using the Japanese names. Just cut kind of as a general thing. It's one thing if it's like Mega Voyager or something like that.
Right.
Like, okay,
where
that...
it's plastered on the front of the cockpit. It says right. Mega Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it actually fits.
Yeah.
Like, completely. But I can't stand when it's, like, just, like, a character's name or something like that. It has nothing to do with, like, the kids watching, because obviously they're not going to know and it doesn't matter. It's just for me knowing, to me, this is a sign of creators not wanting to create their own thing and create their own style of thing. They're just taking it from something else. And I get that Fire Rangers is, you know, a fusion show. It's just... you have it within you to change that, so why not bother to do it? It's just a name, right? I don't know. Like, it just really bugs me, and it's a small thing. It's not going to kill the show, but I just wish that more authorship was there.
Mm-hmm. No, I see what you're saying. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I understand because like a lot of the stuff has the word Gosei on it. So if they want to use that for the name of the mentor, I guess I understand that. But, like, almost nothing they have has the word
Tenso
on it,
mm-hmm.
except for the card. And to me, that's a bunch of guys sitting around and they say, okay, we got to come up with a name for this robot. Let's think of a robot name. Meh, I don't want to. Here's a word that doesn't make any sense to Americans. Tenso. It's already sitting here. Let's use it. Okay. We're done.
Yeah, just why?
You know?
Because yeah,
to me, that reflects on, to me, you know, maybe it's thinking too much, but it seems like a general attitude. Like... if you're not willing to take 5 seconds to come up with a decent robot name, How much time are you willing to take to come up with a creative episode?
Or anything, yeah. Like, I just... Because look at this episode. Like, and again, like, I don't hate this episode. Like,
no, me neither.
I actually enjoyed many things about it. It's just... It does feel like it's just copied from other things. A lot of it. And I just... I don't know if I care for the thrust of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, look. I would say, in somewhat of a difference, that there are times when you're writing a story and you really want to get to the plot and the meat and the this or whatever, but then you're just hung up on a name. I'm just like, ah, crap. And it's not even like a main character name or whatever. You're just like some sad whatever. And you're just like, ah, shoot. I'm hung up. I can't think of anything. And I wish I could have like a Sentai counterpart to copy from, you know? So like, I can see where it's like, ah, crap, I'm going to name him. I think I'm Tenso so we can get to the meat. I'm hope, but you know, like I said, you know, they don't have a history of having meat. So maybe that's why you guys are getting mad. But
yeah,
you know, yeah, they should have come up with a different name. Yes. Yes. But, I'm not too... I'm all right. I'll live.
It's just the mindset that bothers me more.
Yeah. Individually, it's not a problem, like I said, but it seems like it may be speaking to the bigger picture. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but it's... Especially, again, when you have an episode that is so full of, let's do what we did before. Let's not put too much creativity into this. That just, you know, that's just another notch in the belt of lack of innovation. I don't know.
All right.
But, so then they morph and they jump and they flip. And they say, and they're Rangers. And then they're together and they're forever.
No, they're Earth's Defenders.
Earth's Defenders together forever.
Never surrender.
Never surrender. Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. It's one of the things that should not have been carried over from Samurai, and I don't get it.
Yeah. The cheese phrase, and again, it seems like they just needed something to say in the opening credits to replace the part where they say Samurai together. But, yeah, it's dumb.
Mega Force, all together!
Yeah. All together! Boy. And then just think, in a year it'll be Super Mega Force all together.
Sweet. It's samey.
Yeah. Not the best. Anyway, so they all call their weapons and they fight.
You said that already.
And the monster shows up, a random monster, you know, because Blue Dude's like, send out a monster. And the other guy's like, okay, I'll send out a monster. Here's a monster. And he rolls on a giant ball. And they fight.
Oh, yeah,
it.
They have their little blaster thing. What do they call them?
Blasters.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think they were like mega blasters. Probably mega blasters, most likely.
Well, it's mega everything, so.
Yeah, it's mega. Did you know it's mega? Because I think the monster once said mega forcing me to do something.
Yes, I think that happened.
But honestly, the fight wasn't full of tons of cheesy lines.
It was pretty clean.
Yeah, there was only one or two really like lame things that were said for the most part. It was pretty good, yeah.
Which is an acceptable amount, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was paying attention specifically to that, because Samurai is just so filled with that.
Yeah.
They just ruined so many fight scenes, because, I mean, it is an action show, and like that's supposed to be the most exciting part. And with Samurai, a lot of those action scenes, I just couldn't even get into them, because we're constantly joking at the worst times.
Mm-hmm.
And here it was pretty good.
Yep, so here are the...
Although, wait a minute, I did forget one thing, where, like, the Rangers are fighting or whatever. I think they're still fighting the foot soldiers. And Troy's like, yeah, let's take it to them. And then Jake's like, what choice do we have? Like, what...
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, love Jake. Love Jake.
And then they... Yeah, and then they're fighting the monster, and they each attack at once. Then the four of them group together, and then Jake's like, "We need Troy." Really?
No, you don't. Really? Why do you immediately jump to that? And where is he?
Why are you saying that? Shut up.
Because he's the dragon.
You're supposed to be cool.
He's
cool, Jake.
And fire. He can fire them all. And I don't know. Whatever.
And he's red. That means you need him. Red.
We need this guy that we just met.
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if Jake had forgotten his name, to be honest, by that point. But apparently he needs him.
I think it was Noah that said it.
Was it?
I think. Sure. I don't know.
I don't know. It didn't sound wienery to me, so maybe.
It would make more sense because Jake was the one like, yeah, you know, you saw me out there, you know.
It could have been Noah. Either way, one of the dudes needs to lose his man card, to be honest. But
no, I would rather hear one of the guys say it than one of the girls again.
I would rather hear none of them. Can I have none of them say it, please? None of them?
If we have to pick the lesser of two evils, though, like, right. It's nice to have a guy say it.
I guess.
And if, I mean, out of all of them, okay, I don't know if it's Noah or Jake, but if it, like, it should have been Noah.
Yeah.
Because personality-wise, that makes the most sense. That he'd want somebody else to help.
Well, to be honest, when I saw four of them, you know, fighting with their weapons, he kind of came off the most badass to me.
Noah?
Yeah.
Thanks, Soul Sager.
Shooting everything down. I'm like, what's up? You're the cool one.
Yeah. Thanks, Soul Sager. That's the thing that bothers me, too. It's just like, okay, yeah, because, like, he's the one that has his own tribe, and so he has to do the damn thing. Like, he has to put right. it down, and right. it just doesn't match, unless you're just going to be like, these new powers, they're so cool, you know?
I was actually waiting for him to say something like, oh, I calculated the trajectory of the blah, 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 so that's why I know how to do this, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, or something genuinely, even in a fantasy way, smart. You know, instead of just saying, oh, robots, we'll do the da-da-da.
Honestly,
that would have been the one place where I would have accepted his nerdiness.
I was like, 90% of me was expecting him to say more phenomenal, straight up. I was expecting it. I'm like, come on, do it. You're Billy. Do it. We know you're Billy. Billy with a tan. We know you're Billy with a tan. Just say it. Oh, boy. But, yeah, so then he came in and they put them together. Power X! yeah, so they... I hate that blaster, by the way. That giant blaster. It looks so dumb. So
it looks cheesy. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a giant crossbow. It's so weird. But, yeah, so they busted that out and they destroyed the monster. No Zords.
Well... And, they actually took, because in the first episode of Ghost Sager, I actually rewatched it. There's three fight scenes. One is with Red Guy and Red Guy. And then there's a middle fight, and then there's a last fight. For this episode, they removed the first one, and then they took the second and third fight and basically put them together.
I was going to say, I thought I remember in Ghost Sager they fought that monster for friggin' ever. Where, like, they had to regroup or something. I don't remember what it was exactly. It's very hard to remember.
They threw... What's his face? Threw a wall.
Didn't they get, like, stuck in the balls or something?
Yes. That was horrible, and thank God they didn't use that. Where the monster had these giant balls of trash, or whatever you call it, and, like, the balls would absorb the Rangers. So they'd be stuck, and you'd see their faces inside these giant balls of stuff
wasn't that the whole thing was that they all were like really good fighters but they didn't know how to fight together,
right?
Like they kept going in their two pairs and their single, and that's why they kept getting beaten down,
right?
Okay.
It's actually kind of funny because I didn't even think about it until now, but like the tribal aspect in a strange way is sort of still in effect. It's just with a couple different...
I actually thought that myself. I'm like, shouldn't Troy be the Blue Ranger? That would kind of make sense.
Yeah. And it actually... See, this is what I mean when it's like, okay, it's 2013 now. We don't necessarily need to have the Red Ranger be the loner. We don't need him to be, you know, the standard stock idea. Like, why can't we just have a Blue Ranger who's sort of the main character of the first episode? Or, you know, RPM did so well with having a Black Ranger be... like the one who's carrying a lot of the heavy story, it would have been interesting to have a Blue Ranger who's the new guy and he has to adapt to the blah 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 and uh-huh. see the whole thing from his perspective. That would have been, you know,
yeah.
different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well. So so yes, they Earth Defenders Never Surrender.
Blow them up. Blow it up.
And then we go back to the base.
And then they really pushed it with the references. I mean, they really pushed it with the Pink Ranger. Like, really?
Yeah, it was...
You had to get one more in there.
Actually, there were two more.
That's the worst line in the whole thing.
Because what's-his-face Jake was like, oh, we were lucky. And then Tiki was like,
oh yeah, Luck had nothing to do with it. Yep, that's a Zordon quote. That's straight out of Zordon's handbook.
Yeah, that would have been okay. If it wasn't also combined with Emma's line about the helmet hair.
Yeah, really? You see, that's just stupid. Just straight up stupid.
Yeah, like, we didn't need it. We really didn't need Pinky being all like, oh my gosh, my hair, just kidding. Like, no. And in fact, I watched, like I said, I watched Dead Dumpster again. Lord Jesus, and you have me defend Kimberly, but at least with Kimberly, it sounded she was believable, serious. And yeah. you know it didn't come out so forced. You know,
well,
what I mean?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but in Day of the Dumpster, well, because I mean, this ends with the Black Ranger saying, "Oh, we were lucky," and then Kimberly, you know, being like, "Oh, I don't know," and then in Day of the Dumpster, weren't Zach and Kimberly the two that didn't want to become Rangers?
Right.
Yep.
They were
yep.
the two that wanted to walk out, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So it kind of made sense. Like, it kind of bookended it there. By yeah. having them be the... By be having Zach not be confident, Kimberly faking out not wanting to be a Ranger.
Mm. And see, in Day of the Dumpster, like, there was a little bit of an excuse because they had... Like, this was episode one. So there was no history of, like, aliens attacking Earth or, like... all of the ridiculous crazy things that happened like on a weekly basis, whereas now in Megaforce it's like, so these kids, like, they live in this world, they've grown up in this world, literally grown up in this world, they don't know like what Power Rangers are or what like any of those things are. I always am bothered when there's like someone who's like, "Oh, there's no such thing as monsters." There's no such thing.
That's the most amazing thing to think about it, is that the team that is Rangers now shouldn't have even been born when the Rangers first existed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they've never been without the concept.
They've always lived in a world of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they didn't recognize any of those damn Ranger keys. Not a one. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, I understand this whole... I mean, we've always had this problem of, you know, apparently Rangers are so damn insulated into their hometown. You know, right. But, oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
At this point, nobody can be ignorant. Straight up.
I think, like... This again goes back to like copying the original just for the sake of it. I just feel like, because there's some of those lines in there where it's like, "Oh, you look like a Tiki in my father's shirt" or whatever, and I just kind of feel like that's them trying to be Day of the Dumpster without actually realizing who these characters are supposed to be now that it's 2013. You know, like, they should at least have some awareness of this stuff and not be like, "Oh, I don't believe any of this," or "I don't, this is unbelievable." No, it isn't.
It's like, what? You expect us to do what? Like, what? You know, with Emma. Yes. No. Crap. Emma. Emma's the yellow one, right?
Emma's or Gia.
No,
Gia. Right. Gia. Wow. This is going to be confusing.
Yeah.
So Gia, yeah, she's like, you don't, guys, like. Like, really? Like, you choosing us? What? Huh? Like, dude, are you... How do y'all not have TV? Y'all have TV, right? Like, y'all never, ever, uh-huh. ever heard of no spandex people up
they're
in your life?
They're always on the news. They're always... Yeah. Like, come on, really?
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean, they're probably in your history books now. Straight up. They got entries. Yeah. They got a chapter in your history book. Open it.
For real. It's, like, right after... It was right before Pokemon, and right.
Yes.
And right after, I don't know, insert like an 80s Thundercats. Just come on.
Come on. There's been 100 Ranger teams and like 92 of them have been in California. Figure it out.
Yes. California is constantly under attack.
I know California's big, but come on.
Or are they in California?
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the Florida Everglades.
I'm actually genuinely surprised they didn't call it Angel Grove in the first episode. Genuinely surprised. Because with all these references, you think they would bust that one out no problem. Have somebody walk around with like an Angel Grove like sweater on or something. Do something.
I'm glad it's not.
You don't know that yet. You don't know that.
I'm glad they haven't said it yet.
Don't assume nothing.
It should be Stone Canyon, honestly. Like,
I agree it should be Stone Canyon. And they could talk about, man, Angel Grove used to beat us all the time in volleyball and broom ball. But we're going to get them this year because we got the new Rangers.
Yes. Love it. And then, of course, the end, where they're fist pumping. Because that looks...
Power Rangers!
Really. It looks so awkward.
Yeah.
You gotta do your terrorist fist bump. Come on.
This is something that
your
is
Forever Red
era.
Fist bump. I don't know.
At least in Forever Red, like, they didn't have some awful slogan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just felt like a heightened version of a natural thing that people would do. Is like, okay, yeah, whatever, we're cool.
Yeah.
You know, whereas here it's just like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's deadly serious for reasons that make no, like, why are you doing this? This is so unnatural, even for, like, kids show today. Like, we've moved on. Like, stop it. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my only thing. It ended kind of like, I'm like, shut up.
No, that's like,
I would rather you do Power Rangers, honest to God.
Well, and again, this is
less cheesy.
This is that thread that Tristan was talking about. You compare this Mega Mission to Day of the Dino, because I mean that's the most obvious comparison out there, because it's still a fairly recent season and it still was trying, you know, Doug was trying to capture the whole MMPR vibe, but modernize it. Make it, you know, more believable. And they did a fantastic job of it. I love the fact that the Rangers come in, you know, they're not all friends. They're straight up contentious with each other, you know, and they make Ethan an updated version of a nerd. They make Kira an updated version of sort of the loner outcast. They make Connor an updated version of the jock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make them all more believable in their roles. It's not, hey, we're five people with completely different backgrounds, but for some reason we're all friends. You know, like that was never believable in MMPR.
And it was genuine, like, I mean, there were some parts in here that were funny, but I was laughing at some parts because it was like, wow, really? But like in Day of the Dino, it was genuinely funny. Like,
mm-hmm.
They wrote jokes and they were funny. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And you bought that it was a bunch of people that were brought together because they were Rangers. And over the course of the season, they learned to become friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they spent enough time with each other. They went through so many big shared experiences that they did become friends, but they always still had differences between them that were clearly illustrated. You know, when you had an MMPR, and what you have here for the most part is such homogenization. You know, even by the end, all five of them were putting our fists together. We're all buds. We all just met each other. You know, I mean, we didn't know, none of us knew Troy 2 seconds ago, and clearly Gia didn't know Jake existed, even though he is always pining for her. But now we're all, we're buddies.
Although she still gives him a little side eye, even in the costume. It was hilarious. She's like, let's use our weapons. And he's like, let's do that. And she's waiting for him like, hello?
You know, they went from 0 to 100 in 22 minutes.
That's the thing about this premiere, right? They cram so much in one, like, you know, and usually you get a little two-parter, you know what I mean? Like, give us a little breather, but nah, man, they cram everything.
Even beyond that, even Day of the Dumpster, which, I mean, was basically, you know, had all the same beats, it still didn't feel as fast as this. I don't know what it is, but it did not feel as fast as this did. Like,
I think they're both really fast.
They are.
What Day of the Dumpster compared to it slowed it down. Like, you got like scenes where they have like, I don't know if I can do this. Yes, yeah. You can. Blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah. Like, it feels paced out a lot more than this.
Like, especially the very beginning of Day of the Dumpster. It pans and it shows us each ranger individually, showing what they're doing, and then they have their interaction with Bulk and Skull, where they introduced all seven of those characters as thorough as you can in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I mean, they're still one-dimensional characters, let's
of course.
Be honest.
Yeah,
but
okay, of course.
I still could, I mean, you could still tell them all apart, you know, you could tell the difference between them right away. It was very easy, it was a simple, but it was a very effective introduction.
But like they didn't get their powers until probably halfway through the episode. These people got their powers, like, they got into the base in like 4 minutes. Like, it was really quick.
Someone said that the pacing actually was pretty much, like, the same.
The
like
same.
Like, they went into the unmorphed battle about 12 minutes into the episode. So it was all pretty much the same. But it doesn't feel like that. It definitely feels like this was get to the base quickly and then lots and lots of fighting.
Well, maybe it's because, you know, you had Wax and Sequel, you know, dreaming about the Rangers. And then, oh, hey, yeah. Like, question about who will outlast. You know, it just...
It was actually a lot of little bits that I feel like they wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
And the problem is they were trying so hard to do the one and done Day of the Dumpster type style where everything is done at the very end that they flew through every single point. And so a lot of them just don't hit you the way they're supposed to. Like, that is the thing about Day of the Dino. That there is a flow and there is atmosphere, there is a sense of mystery, you're not quite sure what's going on in the few minutes, and you're drawn in and you want to know more, you want to know what's going on, and there's a nice steady progression of events, like, oh snap, there's a cave, like, Tommy, you know, Dr. Oliver, our teacher, is actually a Power Ranger or is a superhero or has this base, and, you know, it's like stuff, I don't know, like, there's a sense of discovery, and it's not just, here's your powers, go, you know,
yeah.
Go fight
go
the bad
the
guys,
world.
The end.
And it's and it's a little unfair since Day of the Dino was a two-parter, but...
That's the thing, that's the other thing.
But again, you know, like, this episode, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, Dino Thunder started out with, here's Mezogog already sitting in his base saying, I must get Tommy!
Right.
Which is what they would do if it was one of, you know, this episode. You know, they slowly, you know, they introduce Tommy and they like, and you're like, what's going on? What's he doing? Who are these people chasing him? And they didn't just say, this is Mezogog and his evil dinos, ooh,
yeah.
Crap like that. You know,
even if you took Day of the Dino part one by itself, I just feel like that's way more effective. You know, like, well, yeah, like you said, like they didn't just lay it out for you, like, basically, okay, I'm the mentor, now I'm going to tell you the plot of the show. This is sort of like, well, no, like, they should discover, they should experience something instead of just being force-fed, you know, information. I hate info dumps. I hate any situation where it's like, here's exposition time, you know, and instead of, I'm going to go out and experience the exposition and the audience is going to come to know the plot through seeing it, you know, instead of look at the screen, you know, like, oh, no, come on.
Yeah, like in Day of the Dino, they get attacked by foot soldiers and Ethan accidentally uses his shield power. Kira screams in terror and learns about her power. You know, it happens and you see it and you put it together and you realize what's going on. It isn't Tommy sitting there saying, Kira, you have the ability to scream. Ethan, you can do things, you know?
Right.
That's what they would do in a season like Mega Mission.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like, and I think that's kind of the most important thing, I guess, for like a kids show, a kids action show. Like, it's a sense of discovery. Again, like when Ethan first realizes he can do this on his own through his own actions, essentially. You see the surprise on his face. You mm-hmm. see the feeling like, oh, I can do this. You know, like the sense of empowerment. Like, I don't know. It's to use this kind of cheesy word, like it's magical. There's magic to it. Whereas here, I kind of feel like it's the word cheap comes to mind.
It kind of lets you put yourself in their shoes too, you know, where you feel like you're experiencing it in it when they experience it. You know, it's new to you when it's new to them. It's not just, okay, here's everything. Yeah. Go fight monsters.
It's not Sweet. Instant power and we're done.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I have this question for you. Comparing it to, I was trying to think of all the one-parter premieres.
Premieres.
How many are there then?
Because they're Dare Dumpster.
Hold on. There isn't another one for a while, though.
Wild Force.
Lightspeed.
Lightspeed Rescue.
Lightspeed and Wild Force.
Ninja Storm.
Not SPD. I can't tell you about Mystic Force, Overdrive, or Jungle Fury. I don't remember.
No, they're all two-parters.
Okay. RPM was, you know, it's kinda, but it's...
I don't know if I'd count.
I would count that. No, because that was straight up flowed into the second one. It just didn't have part one and part two.
Yeah, okay, it was a two-parter, but it wasn't labeled a two-parter.
Well, it was more. I mean, if you consider the formation of the team, then it's like way far. It's like the first six episodes or something.
Six parts.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know about that. I wouldn't count that one.
Because that, well, yeah, that would win.
And then Samurai was two. So there's only like three or four of them, right? Total.
Yeah. So out of those?
Out of those?
Mystic Force, wasn't it?
No.
No.
Mystic Force was a two-parter?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was Korag said, after all these years, I'm free.
Oh, no.
Which was a reference to Day of the Dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Korag Gosei?
That's Big Head, yeah.
Yep. Because someone had to tell me that. Because, I mean, if for the life of me, I could not tell you what Korag sounded like anymore. I don't know. I have no idea. Not even the slightest of clues. Well, for one thing, I mean, Mega Mission is not as good as Day of the Dumpster. Straight up. So, it loses to that. And compared to Wild Force. Wild Force, I don't know. I kind of like the Wild Force, how they had... I mean, like, Toxica slowly, you know, found, and Jindrax found each other, and then we saw each ranger individually, and Cole's story. I think Wild Force was better.
Wow.
Lightspeed. Lightspeed, I really liked Lightspeed's premiere, for even though it was only one part. I loved them picking each ranger up individually.
That was, It was quick, but it was, you know what, they avoided a lot of the annoying things about this style of premiere, where it's like, yes, they do say you've been selected because of your skills, but they don't sit there and BS them about what those are, and like, just make up stuff to sound cool in that moment, you know?
Yeah, and it's silly, and you see it coming from a mile away, but I still love him saying, you're the Pink Ranger. She's like, ooh, hey.
Me?
Hey, nepotism.
Thank you, Daddy.
It's just what I wanted.
No more fur for my birthday.
Oh, best daddy ever. But yeah, I would. Oh man, and that's the thing is, like, I want to say this is the worst one part premiere ever, but I watched this a second time and I did like it more the second time around.
I watched it three times and I was cracking up the third time. I was cracking up.
I don't want to just say, well, it's better because it's better than Samurai. At least it's not Samurai, because it was not just the first episode of Ghostsager. It was different than the first episode of Ghostsager. Granted, it was the first episode of Power Rangers.
Yes.
But it's still, that's the tough thing. I really need to see where they go from here. Did they just want to copy the first episode of Power Rangers and then they're just going to start following Ghostsager for the most part? Or are they going to do a lot of original things? Because they don't have, you know, they're not in a, you know, astrology building. They're not, there is no little kid. There's no stupid fat daddy guy. There's no giant arcade machine sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, they don't have the exact same elements like Samurai did to Shinkenger. So it's tough, you know, I really want to see where they go from here. Mm-hmm. Which I guess is something that I actually am interested in.
Right? Like,
I want to know where they go from here in episode 2. I'm afraid to tell.
I am looking forward.
Wow.
Wow.
No. I'm
curious.
Yeah. When I first watched this episode, I gave it a 2, but I'm thinking about bumping it up to a 3. Not sure.
Okay, so we'll rate it and then we'll go back to like rating it against other premieres. I gave this a 3. I gave this a solid 3.
A solid 3.
Because it's not a 4. I can't, even if no. I watched it and enjoyed it, you know, the second time around, it's a solid 3. You know, like it's not a 4. There are many other premieres that are 4s and whatever, and we're not going to do that. But 3 is like they may make me laugh, but they got work to do. So,
yes.
It's 3. And I am, because it was way better than Samurai. Let me tell you what.
Well, hell yeah, it was. Oh
yeah,
my God.
But again, low bar. And hey, they showed episode 1.
I know, right?
Yes, yeah, thank you, Nickelodeon.
Amazing.
Thanks for showing episode 1.
It's terrible that we have to like that we're not sure that they're going to do that. They're not going to show the first episode first. Mm-hmm. But at least this time it happened. Yay!
Congrats.
So what do you guys rate it?
Tristan.
Why am I?
I went first. You know I don't go first.
I already said I wasn't sure if I was between 2 and 3 now. I already said that.
Yeah. Well, okay. I already said online that I give it a generous 3. It's not a solid 3.
Yeah, there ain't no way it's solid 3. I ain't even thinking about 4. 4 ain't even a thought.
That's not even, yeah, not even.
No, 4 is not a thought for me either. Come on, let's be real.
You sound a little iffy there.
No, I said no. There are 4s and that ain't one of them. All right, so, okay. But it's solid as a wrap.
Solid as a wrap, yeah. But yeah, well, because, yeah, again, like I said, like, I look forward to the stars of the show doing more. The stars being Jake, Gia, and Emma. And I will be amused if they put up Troy for the Kids' Choice Awards and ignore certain other actors, which might be objectively a better choice just because Troy is red.
Oh, come on. You know that's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I just think that sort of thinking is unfortunate. I understand where it comes from. I would like to think that eventually that sort of feeling will go away and they'll just say, who's genuinely the best one to be, you know, nominated for such a thing? But
that's
anyway.
Not happening. You know that. Please, yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, like those three characters are the show for me at this point, at the moment.
Which ones?
That may change. It's Jake, number 1, of course, and then Gia and Emma. Noah right now, we'll see.
I thought you said Gemma. I'm like, for real.
Gemma.
Oh, yes, let's get Gemma up in there. What's up?
Jake and Gemma.
Crazy pants. She's here.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not? She came on the train. And,
that's right. She rolled the RPM train. Yes.
Yeah. So you're giving it?
I'm giving it
a 3,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
A 3, yeah.
Boy, isn't that amazing that we're actually saying how much we like the girls after the first episode?
No.
The girls?
That's crazy.
Oh, yes. Snap, son.
Oh, good. The times are changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm torn between 2 and 3. I want to say 3.
No, you won't say 3.
I want to say 3.
No, you won't say 3.
But I'm still so super pissed at, oh, my hair's going to get messed up in the helmet.
No.
Crap,
you know you want to say 3.
It's terrible. That
it's
was like
terrible.
The one
it's
thing.
Fine.
It was like, I don't know.
It's fine. We understand it's terrible. We get it.
Zordon said these morphers would give us power.
But what did you give Samurai? What did you give Samurai back at? Like, do you remember?
The first Samurai? Ooh, I don't know. I probably was generous because I wanted it to be good back then.
Yo, I think I gave that crap a 1. Like, I was, like, not here for that. Because I was like, this
gave
is the worst.
Gave that crap a 1?
I said it was the worst premiere ever. Ever.
I remember kind of wanting to rate it both ways. Like, wanting to rate it as, like, a regular episode and then as a premiere.
Yeah. A lot of that worst premiere ever was because people were mad that it wasn't a premiere.
Right.
Oh, well, that too.
You know? I don't know.
Not Origins, which was worse, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I give 3, reserving judgment. Because if this thing goes, if this just becomes reference-tastic, I'm gonna go back and be mad. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I just really hope they didn't just. Because to me, like, if I was like on the set, right, and running the show, I would hear Noah's voice and be like, yeah, let's try something different. Let's not do that because that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like you at all. You shouldn't do that. And then change it for future, you know, for the rest of the season or whatever. So I want to see if we reach a point where anyone will do that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Troy, you know, let's see.
Anyway, I have no hope for him. Anywho, so
let's keep hope alive.
No, please. We tried out with Jaden, didn't work. No. Compare this to now every other premiere, whether it was a 2-part or a 1-part or whatever. But just compare it to premieres. Where does this fall?
Kind of low.
Yeah. Again, it's hard for me to see because those 3 seasons that were so awful in a row, I just can't remember much about the premieres. Can't remember much about the episodes individually at all.
I remember from Mystic Forest, I think that was the first time I gave a premiere a 3. Like, in my mind, I was like, ooh, this is kind of okay. It was not great. It didn't feel like, but dang, I had no Samurai was about to come.
Yeah, I think I was very middle of the road with the Mystic Force premiere. I think I had more hope for it then.
Are we talking about just premieres, period?
Yeah, premieres, period.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, this doesn't even... No. No. It doesn't even
know.
It doesn't know. It's just a no. There's way better premieres. Like, this doesn't even rate. Like, it's not the top whatever. I mean, it's fine. It's fine for, like, this era, which is not, you know, my favorite. But, I mean, it doesn't compare to any of the ones that I would really consider to be, like, okay, this is, check this out. You know, like, this is, you know, for me, RPM, Time Force, SPDs was actually pretty good.
SPD had a great premiere.
Yes, it did.
Dino Thunder
had a great premiere. Like, you know, like Ninja Storm.
Yeah, what's up?
I mean, the rest of us didn't remember. But Ninja Storm, you know? Time Force.
No. The that first episode was really good.
It was okay.
It was good.
It was okay. It was decent.
Was better... this better than that?
No.
Okay. Okay, I was about to kill you.
I'm gonna play. Okay. Let's be real, Holmes. But
That's too funny. Like, Lost Galaxy. Good. And then there was Lightspeed. The thing about it is that usually premieres are very good. You know?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
where they go big or go home kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
they usually are very good. So, you know, it was Samurai where I felt like, what are we doing? Like, look at your life, look at your choices. Like, I wasn't really here for that. So now...
Look at your choices?
We need to stage an intervention. We need to nip this in the bud.
So now, like, this has come, I'm just like, thank the Lord Jesus is better than Samurai, but you have to remember that we usually get premieres that are really good. You know, the only one I can remember that I was like, meh, was Mystic Force, because I clearly do remember that. I was like, this is like my first three. Like, wow, I can't even give this a four because I just felt like there was nothing there, you know? So while I enjoyed it and I laughed and I it's better than Samurai. I mean, this doesn't even crack like the top 10.
No.
Not even.
There's premieres to me, like, and I would say finales as well. The good ones have a cinematic flair to them. Like, it's... Well, like I was saying, like, there's atmosphere and there's mystery and there's, like, a flow that is really kind of more unique and special. Whereas this, to me, kind of feels... Aside from the obvious fact that it's the beginning, kind of feels just like a
normal episode. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just why aren't you trying to impress me? I mean, you know, more, I guess. That's fine, but yeah.
I'm looking at what we gave the first episode of Samurai.
I know I said a one. I know.
You said two.
No, yes. I did not say two.
You enthusiastic town.
You and Spy gave it a two, and me and Tristan gave it a three.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I'm just saying. I'm looking at it right now at the numbers. I haven't read any of the actual comments that we made.
But this is in a thread, right?
Yeah.
I probably, you know what? I'm going to go listen to the episode because I probably, no, I'm dead serious. I probably put two to be nice. And then as we were talking about it, I was getting angrier and angrier. And I was like, no, I'm giving this a one. I forget. Now I was like,
You want to hear what's.
I don't want to put a bet on it, but you know.
Want to hear Spy's review of the first episode of Samurai?
Go ahead.
His review was, well, the scene at night, it was pretty. Yeah, I got nothing. End of review.
I mean, I do remember us saying, like, I remember specifically saying, as a regular just episode that you would just tune into, it was decent. But as a premiere, because we are talking about the Green Ranger episode, right?
Oh, yeah, that is true, because the third episode was really, yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah, because as a premiere, it's the worst ever, or it was, you know, and it's, you know, so it's weird to that when you have to rate in a weird way, you know what I mean? Like, unlike this, whereas okay, it's the beginning, and you're not getting that awkwardness of oh, it's the third episode, but it's the first one I'm seeing, kind of thing.
Right. So they had that whole mess up anyway. Where, like, we got the premiere, but then we got the real premiere later on.
Yeah, that was whack. That was weird for me, because, like, I have no problem technically with the team going in cold, you know, where you don't see them get their powers, because that's what they did with RPM. You didn't see them get their powers. But, you know, so, like, I wasn't going to knock it because of that, because you didn't see them get their powers and come together as a team. But... you know, you still have to do something interesting, even if you're not going to show that. You know, like, I judged it as what it was. It was just a regular episode, and I judged it as a regular episode. It still was just,
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah, because as a premiere, one, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I saw people, I remember in that thread seeing people say, we didn't see the Rangers get their powers, so the episode sucked. Like, that's not why it sucked.
That's not quite, yeah, that's...
You can find other reasons why it sucked. That ain't it.
I mean, it sucks that that's the first one that we're shown. Like, that's what sucks.
Yeah.
But
because it was a show that clearly demonstrated that it wasn't going to give you anything on its own. It wasn't going to give you little nuggets that you could infer from. It was going to be a season where they told you everything. They were going to tell you exactly what happened, and if they didn't tell you what was happening, so what? You just don't know. That's it. Straight up. No clues, no nothing, just there it is. Black and white. Yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, boom,
boom. So, yeah. I would have to say the premieres that are worse than Megaforce, definitely Samurai.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I say that for Samurai, even if you're looking at Origins.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
Even if you're comparing it to Origins, part one and two together, it's still, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, easily.
Put all three of them together, still worse. Like, whatever. Like, please. So, worse. But I'm trying to think of another season.
They had a worse premiere than Mega Mission.
I just don't like Wild Force. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
I don't either, but I thought it was for a one-part premiere, I thought it was decent.
I just thought it I don't know. Like, I'm going to put Wild Force on. I think
I put Jungle Fury there because of the whole, I was so done after the, I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, I was so done with that premiere before it even began. And the whole, oh, we got this ancient evil in a box with no seal on it. Someone tipped it over. Uh-oh.
Right.
Like, really? Really? That's worse than, hey, we're bug bad guys just already in outer space looking at you guys. Hey.
No. I mean, that stuff was but I could overlook it for original characters and original stuff. Mm-hmm. Looking through all of them, a lot of them are pretty strong. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I can't, you know. Hindsight is, you know.
Yeah, and honestly, you don't have to give me a lot to be a good premiere. There's not a lot necessary. Just, you know, give me a very basic little foreshadowing of what all the characters are like. You know, give them some powers. Let them do their thing. Doesn't take a lot. You know? I ain't asking for the world.
But this premiere made me, you know what? That's what exactly what it is, Tristan. This was, if as a regular episode, it's okay. But as a premiere, you need a little bit more than that. You need to bring some.
Where's the drama?
You need to bring some. Yeah, well, not emo, Tristan.
Not emo. No. But drama is in, like, I don't know. Hype it. Like, make it
like there's like a threat. Like, not like a regular monster of the day. All right, we're gonna take off our guns. All right, boom, boom, boom. You're done. Like, yeah, you know,
it's so standard. Like, if there was ever a time for them to film their own action scenes, a premiere would be a good place to start. You know, so they can be they have complete ownership over that first big intro kind of, you know, situation.
Well, mind you, like, we already are gonna get two. Full 50 episode Sentai seasons packed into 40 episodes. Think about it. You know? Mm-hmm. And so they are just cramming as much as they can.
Yeah, well, I think it's good that they're going with Ghostager, though, because Ghostager was just kind of episodic anyway. There wasn't a whole lot of plot going on there.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah. All you really need to do is make sure you include all the stuff from the episodes where a different team of bad guys debuted, and then you're straight. You're good. That's all you need.
So, yep. Guys, I have to say that as much as, you know, it's a little lackluster and blah, 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 I'm still looking forward to episode 2. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a perverse curiosity.
The second one is what? He blasted me with science? That's the second one?
Is it?
I think so. I think. Let me look. Because that's like the one of the best titles. Episode titles. It just is.
It's pretty solid.
It just is.
I guess.
Come on now.
He blasts him with science.
That's the second
alien,
one, right?
Yeah. The alien invaders send Scaraba. Wait. Wasn't that the no Scaraba? Wait a minute. That's the name of the monster that they fought this week, right? I'm pretty sure. Scaraba. Whatever. The alien invaders send Scaraba, an alien scientist, down to Earth to study the human race and determine how best to defeat them. Meanwhile, Troy finds himself face to face with Creepbox.
So maybe that'll be the fight that they didn't use.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, I found your review of the first episode of Samurai.
I really do have to go over this. Okay, go ahead.
It says, you know what really gets me about this premiere? Everything is told to you. Hardly anything is shown. We're told that Mike wasn't showing up at school. We're told that he cares about his friends. We're told that they have to work together. Nothing's really shown or developed to us to care that much. So I left the premiere not really caring. Starting in cold is fine. It's just the way you do it. I hate to say it, but it's definitely the worst premiere. It was just there. Although I like the lady villain, I can listen to her talk all day. That's it.
Who was the lady villain?
Dayu.
Dayu, right. See, I already forgot.
Definitely the worst premiere. It's right there.
I was being generous with the two. So I was being generous.
Surprised. Yeah, by based on that review, I would have assumed you did one.
I think, and I'm telling you, I think when I kept talking and we did the podcast, I was like, nah, this is the one, son. I can't. Like, I really think so. I really think
first,
so.
I mean, at first episodes, you want it to be good, you know? And even if it's almost like you're voting your hopes a little bit rather than what objectively it's like. So maybe you just give it more because, you know.
Yeah,
like the beginning.
It's you tend to have a tendency to want to give a little extra love to a premiere just because you have hope. You have all that delicious hope that things will turn out great.
Yeah, and then the aftertaste comes.
And then Samurai shoots you in the face.
And then 19 episodes of aftertaste.
Over and over and over again. Like, it's like Dick Cheney, you know, going duck hunting. Like, and then you apologize. Like, no. Not here for that. So, yes, I'm looking forward to he blasted me with science. I don't know. I'm happy that I'm not like, oh my gosh. I'm happy. Like, I know this is not the greatest. I know. Don't even try to paint that brush with me, but I'm actually, let me have a little hope, because there was a lot more hope this time than Samurai.
Well, the next two episodes, apparently it's Troy gets a little focus and Noah, who are like the weak links for me right now. So
maybe they'll have a little way of proving to you they're worthy.
Right. I hope so.